Hi everyone and welcome to the live stream. This live stream happens on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. On Wednesdays, I just talk. I respond to questions or comments in the live chat. On Saturdays, I take callers. Today is Wednesday. We will not be taking callers. But we are going to talk about something significant that happened in the Indian political landscape. Something pleasantly significant for a change. Something that is not despair-inducing. Although it is a little anxiety-inducing, and I mean anxiety in the non-medical sense here. But overall, it is a good thing that every sensible person is, I think, happy about. Some are more suspicious than others, but more or less, people are happy. We usually talk on this live stream about culture, religion, atheism, etc. We can talk about that today also. But for the most part, I want to talk about this thing, this change in our political landscape, which is that 26 political parties have gotten together and created a political alliance to fight against the BJP-led NDA in the 2024 elections, or the elections that may or may not happen in 2024, maybe before, maybe later, but 2024 elections is the goal. This alliance has named itself Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance, which is an acronym for India is the acronym for this name. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about things that are related to that. Before I begin, let me just thank everyone who is here. There are 25 people in the chat right now. Let me just remind everyone that this channel is monetized and you can support it by clicking the join button below and becoming a member. And you can also, there's a mistake in the ticker today. Hold on, let me just fix it. Something has changed. So I recently attached my domain name to my Stack account. So now, in order to support this channel, you can simply go to vimo.in instead of vimo.stack.me. If you go to www.vimo.in, you'll find a support button that you can click and make a contribution of an amount of your choice. In addition, as I said, you can always click the join button. Also, you can send super chats. here in the live chat while the live stream is on. If you're watching this video at a later point of time, you can click the thanks button below and support the channel that way. You can also support this channel on Patreon at patreon.com/vimo. You can also buy merch at kadakmerch.com/vimolive. I just realized this is becoming too much. Like, there is too many options that I'm giving you. If I give you like, yahan pe jao, ek cheez karo, it would be easier, right? The simplest option, obviously, is live chat mein, super chats or super chat comments. What are they called? Super comment? Supers? Anyway, any super. So, yeah, you can do all of that. I also wanted to draw your attention to another thing which is going to happen this weekend, which is that I'm going to be on a channel. Hold on, let me just share my screen and show you. This weekend, I'm going to be on a channel called Truth Wanted. And this is the channel. If you search for Truth Wanted, I'm not going to link to it because that always complicates on, like, you know, the link doesn't go in the live chat because I myself have prevented live chat from having links. So this is the channel. If you search for Truth Wanted on YouTube, you will find it. And it's a channel affiliated with the Atheist Community of Austin, which also runs the Atheist Experience show. Truth Wanted is a similar show. And I'm going to be there this weekend. I want to say, like, it's going to be really early in India time. It's going to be Saturday, 5:30 a.m. So if you have not woken up on a weekend early morning to watch me talk about, you know, religion and atheism, or, you know, doing a live chat stuff, I forgive you in advance. You will always be able to watch it later on. But this is the channel. It's called Truth Wanted. I'll be talking with John the Skeptic. I still don't know what the topic is exactly, but it's going to happen this Saturday at 5:30 a.m. So you have been informed. Please go subscribe to the channel, like this video, like this scheduled video, and I hope I'll see you there. So hold on, let me just stop screen. Yes, that's going to happen this Saturday. You have been informed. Right, so let's start looking at comments. Logically says, good evening, Vimo. Now we can hope that India capital will save India. Hopefully, that's the idea. that's a terribly good name, though, right? I've heard a talk that among certain Godi anchors that they should get sued, but obviously they're going to do that. They're really loyal dogs. They're going to say that they should be sued. The opposition should be sued and jailed. And for every little thing, the case against Rahul Gandhi is one case in point. But of course, it's a very good move. This is what you call a masterstroke, actually. Instead of calling every sneeze by one man a masterstroke, this is a masterstroke. This is the masterstroke that forced many BJP leaders to change their Twitter bios, remove the word India from it. Illuminati says, yep, once BJP falls, India will face economic turbulence as we are already in 100 lakh crore plus debt. I guess the choice is the debt situation going to become better if the BJP stays in power or if it goes away from power? And people can have different views on it. Some people are under the impression that the BJP is a terribly good money manager, which there is no evidence for. Shiryasha says, India versus NDA. In fact, NDA ka bhi, NDA should rebrand itself, right? The acronym for NDA should become MODI, whatever that means. Suggest some MODI alliance names for the NDA in the chat. Vivian has said NDA has Narendra Damodar Adani. Daredevil says, good evening, Vimo. Hi, Daredevil. Ashish says, Vimo, might discuss researched data on subsidy schemes this Saturday if free. Enjoyed our conversation. Realized live stream communication is skillful yet prone to mistakes. Sure, Ashish. Come on Saturday, we'll talk. Vivian, hello. Light says, Aayega to Modi hi. Okay. Blue Panther says, hi Vimo, India naam se BJP bokla gayi hai. Haan. It's a very good name. Like, I hate to be the guy who's, instead of like, there is a lot of things to be said about this. Because if this is an alliance, right? I am not someone who says that this alliance is going to be problem-free, that people are going to agree on everything, that things are going to go smooth. I don't think anyone is saying that. I don't think any party in the alliance is going to say that. Things are going to be up and down. There will be news about quarrels and disagreements, etc. Some people may even leave the alliance, right? 2024 election is not very far away, but it is still relatively far away. There is the potential for things to go wrong. But the fact that everyone could come together, have a meeting. Despite BJP's attempt to take the, you know, news away from that, to have a thing of their own on that same day, later in the day, it didn't, like, this opposition alliance ka news shone like a star compared to everything else on the horizon. The BJP did an event. It was a stone's throw from the Prime Minister's residence. And only the Prime Minister spoke in it, I think. Unless I'm much mistaken, please let me know. In the opposition alliance, you saw several leaders talk, stand up and speak about their vision for the alliance. In the so-called NDA alliance, only the Prime Minister spoke. And the photos that came out of it were also people garlanding the Prime Minister. And this is unsolicited advice for the BJP, maybe. But you might want to look into the source of your problems. The source of your problems is that you have alienated your allies and now you're having to drag back people like Om Prakash Rajbhar, who had sworn that even if God came and told him to join the BJP in any kind of alliance, he will not do it. And yet he has done so. And you have gotten people into your alliance who have problems with other people in your alliance. And despite all this, your entire focus is on that same one man who's being garlanded and who's speaking. So maybe look at the source of your problems. The source of your problem is centralization of power. Khali alliance bana lene se nahi ho jata if you don't deal with that problem. There is a reason that your allies left you. And now, even if some of them come back, the source of the problem does not go away. So, yeah. Arjun says, hi Vimo, is there live Q&A today? No, Arjun, there isn't. Today, I'm just looking at live chats. On Wednesdays, there is no there is no on-screen chat. I just talk by myself or I get a guest. I don't have a guest today. Surya says, collab with Mohak Mangal. We shall look into it. I don't know on what topic and did you have something in mind? Khushi says, the whole India versus Bharat thing some BJP ministers promote after India was formed is frankly hilarious. Yeah, I think they were caught off guard. This is not something they had prepared for. This is not something they can prepare for. This is like in Naruto, there is a scene where Rock Lee is fighting Sasuke and Sasuke has the ability to tell what move his opponent is going to make next because he has the Sharingan, right? And Rock Lee says, it doesn't matter if you can tell my next move, if you can't stop it, I'm just too fast. So Sasuke can tell that he's about to get punched in the face, but he can't do anything to stop him because Rock Lee is that fast. So something like that has happened here. Illuminati says, BJP gets praised for its foreign policy and relations, like its defense deal with France on trade deals with Australia and UAE, noteworthy work. Hope opposition follows. Yeah, hope any government will be good at foreign policy. But I don't think the BJP's foreign policy is markedly different from any foreign policy decision taken earlier on. They just market it better. India's foreign policy position on almost everything is the same. We're still pally with Russia. We're still voting in favor of Palestine despite being friends with Israel. We are still pro-America. We are still, Pakistan, China, our position has not changed on any matter. It's just there are more reels about it because back when other governments were in power, there was not as much social media. Taranga says, hello, interested to hear the discussion today. Hi, Taranga. Some of it has already happened. Do you want to add something? Please let me know. Joy Bhai says, I think it's democratic, not developmental. No, it's developmental. I think one of the options before them was that they wanted to make it the letter D should represent democratic. But they realized that NDA, the BJP-led alliance, is already National Democratic Alliance. So all three words from it would be in NDA if they did that. So they changed the D into developmental. Surya says, oh, and as long as Rahul Gandhi does not F up stuff again, that alliance has a chance. Hopefully. But I think the main reason this alliance came together is because of the Bharat Jodo Yatra and the sense of hope that it has instilled. So I don't think the reason people were not joining forces was because of Rahul Gandhi. It was because of lack of hope and the Bharat Jodo Yatra has done a lot to change that situation. Agastya says, Rahul Gandhi... Oh, sorry, I have not been putting comments on screen so far. Sorry. Agastya says, Rahul should not have been the face of Congress in it. Khadge should have been instead. Khadge is the face of it. And Rahul Gandhi is also the face of it. That is the whole point of an alliance. It does not depend on a face. That is the problem I was referring to earlier. If you have only one face, then people get tired of it. If you have an alliance, then Rahul Gandhi fulfills one purpose. Khadge fulfills another purpose. Mamata Banerjee, Arvind Kejriwal, Thakre, and people, everyone has a different role to fulfill. No one person can do it. And the only way it can be done is if everyone comes together. That is the beautiful thing about alliances and teams in general also. We need to start thinking in team terms again, people. Khushi says it's a mouthful. Yeah, it's a mouthful. Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance. The India name of opposition is cringe. No, it is not. It's actually quite effective. Richie says, hello, hello, hello. Hi, Richie. Oh, thank you, K. Karma comes around. Thank you for becoming a member. Much appreciated. Idhar hai. Cosmic Heathen says, Khushi, it was so predictable that they will counter India with Bharat. I know these clowns way too well. Richie says, you have to talk about India. Richie, that's what we've been doing. This entire episode is about that only. Imran says, people defending Beer Biceps by saying he's running a podcast. He's not a journalist and podcast meant to be informal. Your opinion on that? See, I think on one level, that is true. Podcasts don't have any content requirement. Like, podcast ko aisa hona chahiye. But journalism does have a content for quality requirement. Journalism has to be for the public good and suspicious of power. That, I think, is the general definition of journalism that people are taught even in journalism colleges. But Beer Biceps is too influential to be allowed to get away by saying, mujhe kya pata, main to bas sawal pooch raha hoon. Because a lot of shit can be done this way. Joe Rogan, the podcaster, spreads so much vaccine misinformation that there are people who have lost their lives because of it. So don't take an idiot with a podcast seriously. Definitely don't take this idiot with a podcast seriously. But do take their influence seriously. The number of people they affect is something that should be taken into account whenever commenting on Beer Biceps or any other podcaster. I don't have any influence. Surya says, Vimo, good luck for that show you're going for. I probably won't be able to attend. Lazy on weekends, LOL. Yeah, that's understandable. Saturday, 5:30 in the morning. I don't expect anything. I think most of the audience is going to be Firangi only. But yeah, you can always watch it later. Anand says, hey, Vimo, how's your week going? Good. Better since yesterday, I think. Sayak says, hi, Vimo, new subscriber here. Just wanted to know if you have any Discord server. Sayak, I did have a Discord server. I no longer have it because it was becoming too much of a pain in the ass. I had to have an app on the phone. I had to have an app on the desktop. I had to keep track of conversations which are frequently getting toxic and sometimes even going into topics that I do not want to encourage. So I deleted it. Right now, the only way to gather together is this live stream. Maybe I will have a Discord again sometime. Maybe I won't, but there is no Discord server. Payne says, Sayak, Discord servers are mostly dead, bro, even for channels with millions of subs. Yeah, I mean, if they're not dead, they get overtaken by really bad actors. So I decided that I did not want that bother. Dhirubhai says, did you look at Modi's response to it with NDA's new full form? It's so bad. And he gave NDA a new full form? I didn't know that. All I remember is his speech that he... So it was a little funny because he was inaugurating an airport in Port Blair from home, from Delhi, right? I'm not sure if it was his personal residence or the BJP office, but he was inaugurating an airport at Port Blair. And in that speech given at the inauguration of the airport, he started talking about the opposition. Now, election campaign speeches are paid for by party funds. I am guessing an airport inauguration function is not the place for party, campaign, right? So it was a little weird there. Maybe even wrong. I don't know. You will have to ask people more well-versed with law than I am. But then he goes to this NDA meeting where they talk more about how the opposition is corrupt and all. And he's the only one who speaks. Agastya says, yeah, Sanghis have been acting like they own the copyright for everything Indian. It's funny opposition co-opted it. Yeah, it is. It was quite a clever thing. Croc says, what do you think about rich Indians leaving India due to high taxation? I think it's a problem. I think that India should be home to as much of its prosperity as possible. And the fact that rich Indians are leaving India should worry anyone who's governing it. Anand says, will there ever be a third party that would be elected? That's interesting. Why would you say third party? We are a multi-party society, right? A third party, the phrase third party itself comes from the American system, which is bi-party, right? They talk about a third party as if it's a huge thing. But India has like a gigaton of political parties. And we have had alliances in the past where the prime minister was not from the Congress or the BJP. H.T. Devegowda is one example, right? And there have been many. Kailash, hi Kailash. Abhishek Jha says, BJP obviously knows how to manage money. Otherwise, why would they get to know so soon that they messed up with demonetization and banned 2000 rupee note so that we have to run again to the banks? Probably. Krog says, I am from Maharashtra. Here we have alliance with BJP. The state has an alliance with the BJP? The state government has an alliance with the BJP, yeah. Sayak says, I am a member of Akash Banerjee. His Discord server is still very lively. Okay. I know, I'm sure anything Akash does is very well maintained. He runs a tight ship, I think. Sudarshan says, whom do you want to see as the next PM? I want to see a more enlightened government. I don't really have a huge problem with someone other than, Rahul Gandhi becoming prime minister. I think the opposition alliance fights an election, reaches their whole host of compromises in states across the board. And then when the time comes, they choose a prime ministerial candidate from among them. There are plenty of good faces there. Vivian says, Modi is rattled. The whole right wing is going to be super aggressive with increasing intensity as 2024 D-Day comes closer. Yes, that's election time. I hope they don't do anything unsavory, but that's election time. Uttam says, I joined Himanshu's Discord server, but he isn't focusing on it. Who is Himanshu? Surya says, Himanshu Kalekchar. Himanshu Kalekchar. Wo wala Himanshu. Achha. I don't know. I didn't even know he had a Discord. Surya says, since we are talking about dissent, I really have a problem with handling that, especially right-wing dissent. How do you manage that? Right-wing dissent? What is right-wing dissent? Right-wing is in power. Dissent can be only against those powerful. If the right-wing is in power, then right-wing cannot dissent unless it's in the specific context of a state where the right-wing is not in power. So what are you talking about? Illuminati says, Nitish Rajput, two underrated but great videos. Okay. Krog says, Rahul Gandhi need to be more famous to win. I think he's plenty famous, man. I'm not saying he had to work hard for it, but I think Rahul Gandhi is plenty famous. After the Bharat Jodo Yatra, his profile has risen quite a lot across the board. Abhishek says, the source of the problem with BJP is that they now don't know how to move on from using the tactic of Hindutva to something else. They have never had any other tactic. The 2014 election was fought on the plank of development. It was only later on that they tried to make Hindutva the central focus of their thing. Even they know that Hindutva alone does not win. Blue Panther says, Vimo, you said months ago that opposition will take shape. It is happening now. Yep. It had to, right? And I'm not saying that I said months ago that the opposition will take shape because I had evidence of it. But I was seeing the beginnings of people talking about it. I was big. My hopes really shot up the moment Nitish Kumar left the NDA or the BJP supported government. Because Nitish Kumar as a person, despite being in NDA, has never really been a Hindutva guy. He has allied with Hindutva parties, depending on political convenience, but he has never really been a BJP man. So it was quite a relief to see him leaving. And once he left, a lot of other shit started. Like he started becoming the Nick Fury of this Avengers team, right? He started becoming the Justice League movie ka Buddha Batman who goes around and hires people. Like, we are building an alliance for something big that is about to come. So that happened. Then the Bharat Jodo Yatra happened. Then it turned out that despite taking a number of Shiv Sena people, the BJP still could not improve its position in Maharashtra after surveys were done. And now it is turning out that after taking a lot of NCP people, the NCP is still not doing much worse than that in the eyes of the people. So when elections happen, a lot of this kooky shit is going to turn out to be completely useless. Not completely useless. There will be some use on the basis of technicalities. But yeah, and the biggest shot in the foot that they did was disqualify Rahul Gandhi from the parliament. His profile rose as a result of it. He used it to his advantage. And you can see it now in his YouTube videos where he goes to villages and talks to people and people say, "Tumhara ghar kahan?" And he says, "Mera to ghar hi nahi, sarkar ne le liya." The BJP could not have given him a better advantage, even if it like sat down together and tried to build one. They thought that we're going to disqualify this guy and he's going to shut up or beg us that I want to come back. But he said, "Oh, fine. I was sitting in a room anyway. There was nothing to do there. Now I can just go around and do shit." So, yeah. And apparently, Bharat Jodo Yatra part 2 is going to happen this time horizontally. Let's see how that goes. Uttam says, Uno reverse card from opposition. Yep. Agastya says, foreign policy and defense are never managed by politicians, but a nexus of bureaucrats. Croc says, can you do a video on bookshelf and your favorite books? Croc, you already did. Go to episode 54 of the live stream and you'll find it. Uttam, what is India's full form? It's Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance. Anand says, India recently donated $1 million to the UN for communication in Hindi. Like, why not do all Indian languages? Hindi is an Indian language. There's nothing wrong with this. But yes, more should be done to encourage other local languages. Something good that happened on that front was that Google has... Sundar Pichai recently came and he sat down with the Prime Minister, and apparently in that meeting it was discussed that AI tools are going to be released to be used in multiple Indian languages. So that's also something that Google is doing, including things like, you know, making phones usable through just human language conversation for people who have trouble typing or reading. Taranga says, like I said at the beginning of the live stream, I have so much to say about this. Have had debate with number of people who are anti-BJP but are critiquing the name chosen by this. Kuch log honge, unko kabhi kuch, unke, like, I don't know who said this. Something good happens. Take a win. For a change, take a win. Take like, and say, yeah, this is not that bad. नहीं हर चीज में उनको कुछ ना कुछ करना है. इवन आई एम सस्पिशियस अबाउट द पोटेंशियल ऑफ दिस लाइव स्ट्रीम ऑफ दिस अलायंस गोइंग फॉरवर्ड इन अ हेल्दी वे, बट दिस इज ओके, राइट? दिस इज नाइस. पेन सेज, आनंद, वी कांट अफोर्ड टू डू इट इन ऑल लैंग्वेजेस, मैन, इट फील्स सुपरफ्लूअस टू मी. मोस्ट पॉलिटिशियंस कैन स्पीक हिंदी. वी कैन अफोर्ड टू, वी चूज नॉट टू, दैट्स अ डिफरेंट मैटर. रिची, थैंक यू फॉर द 500 rupees सुपर चैट. रिची सेज, आई कैन नॉट टेल यू हाउ होपफुल आई फील. Right from, and Congress won Karnataka. Yep, that was also a huge part of it. Hope is perhaps the only thing that most people have in this country. Whether or not they win, I'm certain they will make a dent. Yeah. And worst case scenario, it's like an anime situation. I have too many anime metaphors today. Imagine an anime fight, right? One is a noob who does not know much but has potential. Another is a master at such a level, like Dragon Ball Z level. And the Dragon Ball Z level guy says, you won't be able to land a single punch on me, right? And this guy tries and tries and tries and can't land a single punch. I think I saw it in some anime. This is actually quite a recurring thing. And obviously, the noob does not win. But if he manages to land a single punch, it's a win, right? It changes a lot. It changes a whole lot of things. It changes the presumption that people had about the noob and things like that. So, any dent is a good dent. Crocs says, wait. Kidhar hai? Payne says, Anand, we can't afford to do it. Okay. Taranga says, I am so happy that the alliance has finally happened after stops and starts over almost a decade. Yep. Neil says, apparently they use ChatGPT for the acronym. That is a possibility. Jesus says, country needs leader who lasts for 50 years like a king. No, it doesn't. Yo, dude, AOE2. AOE2, do you want to talk a bit about reservations today? I want to ask if it would be in favor of some restrictions like it, number of jobs per family, so more lower caste people can benefit from system. Yo, I'm happy to talk about it, but how will we talk about it if you just leave a comment here? Why don't you come on Saturday, get on screen and talk about it? Also, yeah, AOE, Age of Empires. Croc says, I have seen Beer Bicep agree to everything guest is saying. At least question the guest. Yeah. Agastya says, yeah, but see, yes, I'll go back to this a little bit. A lot of podcasts are simply that. People get a guest, they ask the guests things, and then they listen. There's nothing wrong with doing that as a podcast. But when your sphere of influence begins to include cabinet ministers, who don't do press conferences, by the way, then it becomes a problem. And I think we cannot afford to see this simply as, हाँ तो उसका podcast है वो जो मर्जी करेगा, जो रोगन ने वही किया था उसकी वजह से लोगों की जाने गई हैं. People have literally died because of the medical misinformation spread by Joe Rogan, and he's a podcaster. Okay, Palash Jain, thank you for becoming a member. Really appreciate it. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining the community. Augusta says, yeah, but wait till they actually get power, which is why alliances give me crow's feet. I'm not saying alliances should not exist, but I'm not sure how they're going to deal with the aftermath. We have had stable alliances. The UPA with Manmohan Singh as prime minister lasted, UPA 1 and UPA 2, it lasted for 10 years. So alliances can be stable depending on how they're managed and how much consensus building happens within the alliance and how it is handled. Abhishek says, Imran, the podcast manager being Beer Biceps then should know what influence he's having on viewers. It's not like he should not take responsibility for what he's doing. Shirasha says, movement for opportunistic dharmic inclusion. Kevin says, what's even the insistence on Bharat? Isn't that Hindi for the same name? I'm sure that Japanese still call themselves Nihongo without making such an obnoxious distinction. Yeah. There is plenty of misinformation about, like, my own grandfather used to be of the opinion that do name kya India kahan se hai, Bharat to ek name to chalega, ek name har desh ka ek name hota hai, hamara kyun nahi ho sakta. And I have always been of the opinion, and I used to tell him also that this is a feature, not a bug. We have two names. It is proof of our multicultural nature. It is proof of our diversity. We have three names, in fact, India, Bharat, and Hindustan, or possibly more. I don't know. There may be other people who call it Bharat Varsh or something else. Illuminati says, Rahul Gandhi lacks personality while adore 56-inch face organized. Yeah, a lot of problems people have with Rahul Gandhi, they don't seem to have with other people. And I think it's just habit. If for 10 years, an extremely elaborate propaganda machinery tells you that Rahul Gandhi has no personality, at some point, you're going to start believing it. And I don't think it is true. Taslima says, hi, Vimo, new subscriber. Hi, Taslima. Thank you. And also, hello from India. Shiryasha says, movement might as well be manifesto. What? Surya says, India and Bharat are the same thing in different languages. Wonder why the communal undertone for the latter. Because words get appropriated. And I'm glad that the opposition has appropriated the word India in this context. Appropriations can be for good reasons and for bad reasons. Shiryasha says, Modi says NDA now means New India Developed Nations. NIDN. What? Aspiration of People of India. How is New India Developed Nation aspiration? Oh, sorry. So N is new, D is developed, and A is aspiration. New Developed Aspiration. I don't think he understands. If this is indeed what someone has said, I don't think they understand how acronyms work. Illuminati says Telegram channels are still good. Okay, better than Discord. Right, just skipping a few. You guys are talking to each other. Agastya says, we are in deep trouble if we start taking 2AB charlatan critique of what is dank and what isn't, seriously. Shriyasha said, my city is supposed to be landlocked, still incessant rain. Okay, I don't want to ask personal information. But I hope you're okay. Surya says, also, while there is corruption to an extent in opposition, government is corrupt too. They're just good at hiding it. Arre, no, they're not hiding it. They have legalized it. What do you think electoral bonds are? Is that not corruption? They have legalized corruption. Sudarshan says, I saw a meme. It says, if Yogi becomes the next PM, Ranveer Alabadia name will be changed to Ranveer Prayagraj. I get it. His name is Alabadia. And he, Allahabad has been named Prayagraj. I get everyone is saying, hey, ha, ha, te, your name should be Ranveer Prayagraj. But this joke basi hoke sadke hawa mein ud chuka hai. Isko marna band karo. Kitne baar sununga ye joke? Har Ranveer Alabadia video ke niche char log honge jo bolenge, ha, ha, Ranveer Prayagraj. Emoji, emoji, emoji. Ho gaya, khatam karo isko abhi. Anand says, we are multi-party, but India always goes into alliance with Congress or BJP, and right now it just seems like a bi-party system. Yeah, but still two alliances, right? And that's better than two parties. Many times, the Congress or any party which is leading the alliance has to listen to other alliance members. And that's a good thing. It makes sure that one man's whims and fancies don't become laws written down on a word document, printed out and read in the parliament like a royal edict. Akshat says, hi sir, big fan, atheist from Karnataka. Hi Akshat, nice to meet you. Please don't call me sir. Rahul says, Divya Kirti on Beer Buses podcast. What? I don't know. I don't actually listen to Beer Buses podcast that much. I'm not a regular listener. I listen to the episodes that people send me. Shriya says, I recently found out the BJP tried to bribe 5,000 rupees per vote. This is, I don't know which instance of this corruption you're referring to. Taranga says, VP Singh was also a non-Congress PM. I thought of VP Singh, but then I was unsure, so I didn't say it. Karma comes around, says, I just discovered your channel yesterday, so I like what I heard, so joined. So namaste. Hi, Karma. Thank you for joining. Much appreciated. Right, skipping a few comments. Illuminati says, imagine Modi as opposition. Wow. Illuminati says, imagine Modi as opposition, we might literally have riots. If Modi in opposition causes riots and Modi in power causes riots, then what is the point of having him in either place? Abhishek says, Sudarshan, don't ask Vimo about who should be the next PM or you will get into a weird debate about rallies. Oh, that sounds like me. In case anyone did not get that, listen to the last live stream where Abhishek was on screen. Shiryasha says, there's Nitish Kumar and then there is Subramanian Swami who criticizes Modi on all things, but BJP keeps him for his ultra-Hindutva agenda. I don't know why BJP keeps him, but the BJP does have Varun Gandhi also, who criticizes BJP a lot. Barnali says, hi Vimo, I'm in your state now. In Odisha, sitting on the sea beach, the sea is roaring, fantastic weather. Great, Banali. Enjoy the beach. I wish I could. Cosmic Heathen says, the last guy one should trust is Nitish Kumar. No, I think this time he has gone too deep into the opposition situation to go back. He's usually non-committal. You'll notice if you have doubts, go to news coverage of CAA NRC and look at the things Nitish Kumar said. He was never in support of it. He was saying, I am in favor of NRC, the old NRC, which was already there. Not NRC, NPR, I think. Yeah. And when people say CA, he's in one interview with the press, he even said, ka hai ka CA. So he was not happy with it. He stayed for logistical reasons. Now he's come back and he genuinely, like when you hear him talk, it seems like he has invested so much into opposition unity. It does not seem possible for him to go back. But then again, one can never say never. I don't think it's going to happen. Blue Panther ka baat suno and like the stream, everyone. Please click the like button. Thank you. Vivian says, Twitter has also been seeing the retweets, likes increasing from opposition. Trolling bhakts is becoming more widespread. Yes. If most of you are new here, but when I used to do my live stream on Instagram, I used to say that I will know that things are starting to change the day people start saying, I'm not a BJP supporter, but, and then they will say something sanghi. That day has finally arrived. People are no longer brazen about their support for the BJP. Yeah, that might be few, but on across the board, in many places, you will start hearing people sounding more liberal. Haan, nahin, bura hai, par option kya hai hamare paas? I'm not supporting them, I'm just asking. So this will become more commonplace as the election approaches and as opposition unity starts showing more result. Akshat says, if a person has talent, if he's getting more money in abroad for his talent, then should that person leave his country? I guess it would depend on the person, right? If the person can manage to make money abroad and then come back to India, then maybe they will want to. If the person wants to go abroad and live there, sure, they are free to. It's a free world. And if that country has no problem with him going, then sure, why not? And if the person says that, sure, I will go abroad and I'll make a lot of money, but I would rather stay here because I like my country, then that's also okay. I don't think there is any one-size-fits-all answer to this. It depends on the person. I'm definitely not going to say to anyone ki nahi, kuch bhi ho jaye, tumhe yahan se jana nahi hai. Kuch logon ke paas option nahi hota hai, unhe jana padta hai. Surya says, Meghnad has a good video on why Rahul Gandhi's disqualification is good for him. I remember. MK says, private jobs mein yahi promotion le rahe. Maybe yahi, achha, this is about MK ka previous comment dekho. Kahan hai? हाँ, एमके सेस ब्राह्मण लोग अब हर जगह दिखेंगे क्या? प्राइवेट जॉब्स में भी यही प्रमोशन ले रहे हैं. ओके, आई डोंट नो व्हाट दैट इज इन रिलेशन टू. अक्षत सेस इफ अ पर्सन इज टैलेंट इफ इज ओके, रेड दैट ऑलरेडी. कार्तिक सेस आई डोंट थिंक देयर इज गोइंग टू बी अ पीसफुल ट्रांसफर ऑफ पावर इफ द बीजेपी लूजेस एंड दैट्स अ फ्राइटनिंग प्रोपोजिशन. बट इट मे एक्चुअली बी दैट वी डू हैव अ पीसफुल ट्रांसफर ऑफ पावर इफ द विन इज ओवरवेलमिंग, व्हिच आई थिंक देयर इज अ पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ हैपनिंग. आई सेड इन द लास्ट एपिसोड ऑल्सो एंड सम पीपल लाफ्ड. But I think the BJP is going to lose big in 2024. Shurya Shah says, donating 1 million for Hindi communication in UN is fine, but Pranav's recent reveal about 4,000 crore budget for wasted on Ayush pseudoscience ministry boggles me. Yeah, he has talked about this before also. This is not the first time he has mentioned this, but this video was quite in-depth. In case anyone doesn't know, go to Science's Dope and watch his most recent video. I think the title... I forgot the title, but it's about Ayush ministry and homeopathy and Ayurveda and all that. Croc says, the name India is like shield from... Yeah, I was thinking about that. In case anyone doesn't remember, in the early Marvel movies, like right after Iron Man, they had an after credit scene where Agent Coulson was going and hiring people. And in one scene, who was it? He was talking to Pepper Potts and he said, I'm from... strategic homeland, blah, 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 blah. And she said, what? And at some point he said, yeah, we're working on it. So they shortened it to SHIELD. Akshat says, if a person has talent, if he's getting more money abroad for his talent. Okay, ye Akshat bar bar pesh kar rahe hogi, main bar bar pad raha hu. Abhishek says, Modi and Narasimha Rao have been the worst prime ministers of the nation. But if Rahul Gandhi comes up, he could be competition. Narasimha Rao has been one of the best prime ministers India has ever had. The whole... like, if you are thinking that Modi is a good prime minister, I'm guessing you are talking about economic policy and approach towards businesses. Narasimha Rao was the one who liberalized the economy. So, in what way is Narasimha Rao the worst prime minister? Are you trolling, Abhishek? Yo, yo, dude says, do you want to talk about... Yo, we already talked about this. Akshat says, if a person has talent, if he is getting more... Yaar, ye Akshat bar bar paste kyun kar raha hai isko? Neil says, Congress tackled the Bharat narrative by announcing the official slogan for alliance as Judega Bharat, Jitega Bharat. JB, JB. Pata nahi, main har cheez ko abbreviation ke roop mein dekh raha hu aaj. Illuminati says, Arnab might choose retirement once BJP falls as it would be tough for Godi Media to become sane again. No, I don't think he will. I don't think he can. He owns his channel. Right? Republic belongs to Arnab. He can do whatever the duck he wants. He will strike deals. He will adjust. Godi media mein koi bhi true believer nahi hai. Like somebody was pointing out, if government changes, then Beer Biceps and Rajiv Malhotra will change their minds. Beer Biceps will. Rajiv Malhotra won't. Some people are true believers. Like they really believe this shit. They won't change. They will maybe lower their volume or something, but they won't change. Everyone in the media will turntable. How the turntables? You will see. Every gullu, every tihadi, every Godi media stooge will change their tune and start calling BJP spokespersons on their channels and scolding them in order to look like they were always on the right side of history. The important thing is that you don't forget who they actually are. Bin pende ke lote. Akshat, main tumko time out kar raha hun, tum wahi copy paste kar rahe ho bar bar. Vivian says, horizontal Bharat Jodo should happen. Manipur is in a shambles. Today, there was a disturbing post about how women were paraded naked and molested by men. Any home minister would have resigned. Yeah. Manipur is in a terrible state. And I'm not sure if the second Bharat Jodo is happening from west to east or from east to west. I think it may be west to east. But if Rahul Gandhi going to Manipur is concerned, he's already been there. He went recently, spoke to a lot of people about the problems, appealed to the Prime Minister, which is bound to fall on deaf ears and all that. But he has already been to Manipur. Manoj says, when I heard about INDIA, I just feared it would turn into India versus Bharat debate. Eventually, Godi Media are running these headlines. I hope this smart acronym of opposition won't derail. I don't think, like, I'm just going to take it as a win right now. I don't know what is going to happen. I saw a press conference where I think Randeep Surjewala or Pawan Kheda it was, who were asked ki, "Arey, kuch log to keh rahe hain ki yo aap ye case karne wale aap India ke naam pe political alliance nahi bana sakte." And they said, "Yeah, ye wo log to karte hain ye." There is no reason to listen to this. They are going to divert attention every way they can, right? So, even right now, you will see if you look at top headlines, you will find some issues that are floating around which are completely pointless. They have been planted there just so people talk about them instead of this. But for the first time in a number of years, we are seeing a media landscape where the BJP is reacting to the opposition instead of the opposition constantly being on the defensive. That's happening for the first time, and that's a good thing. Richie says, Modi seems to have redefined NDA in one of his speeches, New India, Developed Nation, Aspiration. Again, that does not make sense as an acronym, but sure, he's welcome to do it. Divyansh says, India will be able to diverge vote shares lest big fallouts happen. India as in the alliance. Good chance that INDIA allies break off to join NDA post-election because they are motivated for office, not countering NDA effectively. I don't think that's going to happen, but who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm the fool. You have to realize another thing, which is that any political party... Why is it that all these political parties have come out as anti-BJP? Because the BJP has not hidden its intentions of making BJP the only party in India. They're breaking political parties like Shiv Sena and NCP. They're swallowing. They're taking members of their own allies into their own party and letting go of the remnants. So the trigger behind Nitish Kumar leaving the NDA was that JP Nadda went to Bihar and gave a speech where said, "Bahut sari partiyan hain, sab gayab ho jayengi, sirf BJP bachegi." And previously also, I think a couple of years ago, the Home Minister gave a speech somewhere where he said, we should really think about becoming a one-party nation. So they have not hidden this. And any party which is going to, ally with the BJP will be, you know, apne paon pe kuladi. They know that this party's intention is to become the only party in India. And that is why, in order to save the multi-party system itself, this alliance has come into being. So I don't think, unless there is a massive amount of blackmail, fear, and a whole lot of other things, which I think a lot of them are really gotten used to, EDCBI ko to expect karne lage aap. And it's become a campaign slogan also. In multiple elections, you will see people talking to people and saying, EDCBI, and people laugh. People have also started realizing what this all means. So this is more a fight to maintain the multi-party system than anything else. The voter has to have many options in front of him. That's all. Anand says, I would love to see a young DBA PM who is a skeptic and an Ambedkarite. I would love that also. Let's see if we get one. Light says, Hindu-fied India, no caste division, united people. Okay. Copy-paste mat karo yaar comments ko bar bar wohi cheez. Main reply kar deta hun, fir dekhta hun, wo cheez 6 bar copy-pasted hai. Mat karo. I try to get to every comment. This is not one of those live streams where I have so many comments that I just randomly look at something and respond to it. Illuminati says, we have Ranveer as better surname. Alalia from Planet Ala. In case anyone doesn't know what that means, go to my main channel and I'd watch the video about aliens confirmed. Fact, he says, there's another joke that says if Yogi becomes YouTube CEO, he will change Ranveer Alabadia name to Ranveer Prayagraj. God. Why? ये जोक बासी हो चुका है, इससे बास आ रही है, इसको यूज मत करो. ये जोक सुन सुन के मेरे कान पक चुके हैं. Anand Surya says, not sure to what extent such a discourse is practiced in these alliances. Vivian says, don't forget the legendary name of Akhand Bharat. According to wannabe historians, Australia and Israel were also part of Akhand Bharat. Israel to tha bhi nahi. Divyan says, अरे यार, मैं इसको भी time out कर रहा हूँ. अभी से बता रहा हूँ, अपने कमेंट को एक बार पेस्ट करो अच्छे से लिख के, पर इफ यू कॉपी पेस्ट इट मल्टीपल टाइम्स आई विल टाइम यू आउट, और इफ यू डू इट मल्टीपल टाइम्स इवन आफ्टर दैट आई विल बैन यू. आनंद सेज, विमो हाउ आर यू फाइंडिंग थ्रेड्स? आनंद, आई वाज ऑन थ्रेड्स फॉर 2 days. आई स्टिल हैव अ थ्रेड्स अकाउंट, यू कैन गो फॉलो इट. आई हैव लाइक आई लेफ्ट इट विद इन 3 days, 2 days आई थिंक, बिकॉज द मेन रीजन बिहाइंड माई लीविंग सोशल मीडिया, यू कैन गो टू माई मेन चैनल एंड वॉच माई वीडियो अबाउट वाई आई लेफ्ट ट्विटर. I don't think threads is, looks nice, right? It functions well. It's got Facebook infrastructure and everything. But at the end of the day, it's probably not going to be much different from Twitter. I mean, it doesn't have all the features of Twitter also. It doesn't have search and stuff, unless things have changed since I left. But I don't think threads is going to be much better than Twitter in terms of, you know, frivolous, disposable content being posted all day by really talented people who should probably do long form work. I think one of the banes of short form is that you have an idea, you could write an essay about it, but no, you will write a tweet about it and then that idea is gone. So I think any platform that is short form, I'm probably not going to be a part of anymore. I want to create in-depth long form content, and Threads, at best, is a place where I can maybe share links. But I'm not actively using Threads right now. I don't have the app. I'm only using Instagram. And that too, because I'm posting clips from this channel there so that people subscribe to this channel. ये क्या नाम है भाई? NDA versus INDIA, who will win, your thoughts? I think INDIA will. I think India will win. Abhishek says, I feel political commentators like Anand Ranganathan and Jay Saidipak are the most dangerous ones for the nation as they skillfully promote Hindutva under the mask which criticizes BJP too. Yeah, they're trad factories. That's where trads come from. Simple Guy says, Vimo, anything new with AI and your creativity? Simple Guy, no, I have not created AI art because Runway ML suddenly became very expensive. It became too expensive to afford. Like, they had this tool where it was called the Infinite Canvas, right? And in the beginning, they didn't really have a policy for it, so I could create a lot of stuff. But then they started charging for it, and it was like using a canvas where you get charged something like $0.50 for every brush stroke, even if you end up erasing it later. And it became tremendously expensive. So I have not created any AI art. In case anyone wants to see my AI art, wait. Let me see if the site is still up. No, it's not. But you can go to my Behance profile. Let me just show you. It's loading. Yep, here it is. Let me just show you some of the stuff I made. I was really enjoying it, but now I haven't made any AI art for a long time. Here it is. All this stuff I made using AI tools. And it was a lot of fun. I made covers. I still sometimes make covers for my... This was the cover I made for Darshan. In case anyone has read Darshan, you will know what scene this is. And in case anyone has not read Darshan, you can find and download Darshan at instamojo.com/Vimo, V-I-M-O-H. This was the cover for Darshan. Some art I made using photographic references of, you know, myself. This was one of them. And yeah, so I made a bunch of it.
I'll share a link in the chat in case anyone wants to check out more of this. Up, go. There it is. I've shared it in the chat. I hope you guys can see it. Brown Panic says, Nehru, Manmohan Singh and PV Narasimha Rao, best till now. I agree. I'm not sure if... See, here's the thing. Manmohan Singh was also a huge part of PV Narasimha Rao's prime ministership, right? He was the finance minister. And it was he who brought about the economic liberalization. And then there is Manmohan Singh's own tenure during which we got a whole lot of schemes like Narega and stuff, which were really beneficial for large parts of India. So Nehru, I don't know what to say about him. I don't know who was the worst though. Do you guys have any ideas? I mean, apart from Modi, obviously. Taranga says, why this alliance is important? Due to the common joint seat contesting, it finally gives anti-BJP voters, all minorities, oppressed groups, a viable option to vote for instead of splitting their votes. Yes. It is as simple as that. That was not my line. That was also Taranga's line. Krog says, what advice would you give to someone who wants to create content on YouTube but has never done it before? Just start. Just create a channel. Make a video using your phone if you have to and put it up. And you will see that it's not as scary as it seems. And if you want courage, go to your favorite YouTube channel, scroll right to the bottom, or go to the videos tab and click on oldest and watch their first video. More often than not, it'll be quite bad, or it'll not be the same standard as what it is right now. You are looking at YouTube channels with thousands of subscribers who have been working for 3 years, and then you're thinking, ye to main nahi bana sakta. Breaking news, wo log bhi nahi bana sakte the jab unhone shuru kiya tha. Just start. Point your phone at your face, talk, upload. From your phone only, upload kar do. Once you see it, you'll get a little more courage. Taranga says, I'm not even saying NDA will lose 2024, but seeing India versus NDA on ballot sheet will cause a significant drop in BJP vote share. Illuminati says, if Rahul Gandhi wins 2024, you mean if India wins 2024, just one mistake and he will be buried for it. People would be extremely demanding from him, two large shoes to fill from the perspective. You are ignoring the role of the BJP IT cell and Godi media in creating Rahul Gandhi's image as it is right now. If the opposition alliance comes to power and if Rahul Gandhi is indeed the prime minister, then a lot of that will disappear because measures will be taken, right? अभी थोड़ी देर पहले बिन पैदे के लोटों की बात कर रहे थे. कई लोग लौट आएंगे सही जगह पे, कई लोग ठीक चीजें बोलने लगेंगे. अभी हमको जो वी आर मेकिंग द मिस्टेक ऑफ अज्यूमिंग दैट द आइडियाज दैट आर इन आवर हेड इंक्लूडिंग थिंग्स लाइक आएगा तो मोदी ही, वी आर थिंकिंग दैट दीज आर आवर आइडियाज क्रिएटेड बाय आवर ऑब्जर्वेशन ऑफ रियालिटी. अ लॉट ऑफ देम आर नॉट, देयर सिंपली लाइंस दैट हैव बीन रिपीटेड सो ऑफन दैट वी हैव स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग दैट दैट ट्रू. लाइंस लाइक आएगा तो मोदी महान है, राहुल स्टूपिड है, कांग्रेस खत्म हो चुकी है, वगैरह वगैरह. अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल आर रिपीटिंग दीज लाइन्स लाइक पैरट्स बिकॉज दे डोंट रियलाइज दैट दीज आर एक्चुअली नॉट रिप्रेजेंटेशंस ऑफ रियलिटी, दे आर मैन्युफैक्चर्ड रियलिटीज. प्रीतम सेज, आई फर्स्ट जेन्युइनली थॉट द एक्रोनिम वॉज काइंड ऑफ क्रिंज, देन आई हर्ड द पीएम मेक एन एक्रोनिम फॉर एनडीए. Taranga says, also, I think the India versus Bharat binary is broken by the Bharat Jodo Yatra already. The new alliance ka slogan is Bharat Judega, India Jitega. Yeah, that was also a nice slogan. Somebody pointed it out. I hadn't paid much attention to it. Jesu says, I saw a video where he was stopped during a ceremony of guards because he was doing it walking when the Indian national anthem was being played. What? I don't know who you're talking about. Some foreigner realized it halfway and ran to stop him. What are you talking about? Taranga says, the only person I fear will always be ready to jump ship in terms of this alliance is Kejriwal. Yeah. To be honest, I think anti-BJP and anti-majoritarianism parties and voters all know this is do or die situation. Yeah. Hence, the alliance has finally been formed. I think even Kejriwal must realize that if he leaves the opposition alliance now, it will be political career suicide for him. Because he, like, more than any other state government, his government has been stripped of power by an ordinance of all things by the BJP government, the central government. So for him, this is like, even when Kejriwal is saying ki ye Congress ka support chahiye hame, and Congress was saying, we'll think about it. It was very clear that Congress was going to support it because their position cannot be opposed to it. If it came down to a vote in the parliament, the Congress was never going to support the ordinance, right? So this was like Congress played hard to get, and now Kejriwal has joined in. And I agree, the Kejriwal is probably the one politician in this crowd who has the image of being the most opportunistic. But I think even he would realize this. He would realize that leaving the alliance is not going to be good for him. Right. So we are at the 1 hour mark. There are still a few more comments. Let me see if there are any member comments or super chats. Taranga says Morarji Desai is a good candidate for worst one. Okay, I don't know about that. Abhishek says Vimo, AI supports BJP and Modi as it is being brutally weaponized by them largely. Good addition to WhatsApp University. No, AI, if you look at the American context, a lot of conservatives in America said that AI tools have a liberal bias. And this is true also. But that is only because there is a lot of liberal content online and AI has been trained on it. If you create a specific model that has been trained on certain, you know, conservative writings, then that model will give you right-wing answers. And sure, I don't think AI supports X is a good argument in any context, because there is no one AI. There is no, like most people, when they talk about this, they're usually talking about some chatbots. I don't think we should limit our thinking about AI to that alone. There's a lot that is happening. AI has biases, and those biases are popular cultural biases because AI has been trained on popular culture. Like if you, I mentioned some time ago, right? If you type Indian, if you type wisdom or wise, more often than not, you will get an old man's image. That's a cultural bias, right? So things like that. I was going to make a video about this, right? नोटबुक अच्छा नोटबुक बहुत सारी चीजों के नीचे दबा हुआ है इसलिए भूल गया शायद. जय कारखाने says I grant that BJP might lose, but the damage they have done, especially among young folks, will take years to undo, if at all. Yeah, and it's something that has to be done. Worst PM is current one, no questions. Neil says, have you talked about the WGA strikes, and do you think something like that could happen in India? Something like that happens all the time in India. Worker strikes are quite common. In the last 10 years alone, we have seen so many. I think there's a teacher strike happening right now. And then there was a strike of Anganwadi workers. There is a film writers collective working out of Bollywood. I don't know if they have ever had a strike, but they have unions. Unions are all over India and they strike quite a lot. Jai Ang says, as an Odian, can you find similarities between Bihari language and Odia Bangla? Yeah, I can. Taslima says, hi Vimo, as a non-Indian, I had decided to explore right-wing YouTubers to understand both sides. I feel incredibly bad listening to what Mughals did since I am from a Muslim family. Your cultural context is different, Taslima, if you are indeed from Bangladesh. Then in your country, yeah, the majoritarian hateful strain comes from Muslims and Hindus are the minority. So yeah, you're right to think, you're right to feel that way. In India, the context is different and the power structures are different. And Muslims happen to be on the minority side. Karma says, in this country, corruption is only a problem to those who are not part of that transaction. Okay, the previous comment was, it's funny that someone mentioned corruption. The truth is that Indians do not have a problem with corruption. If it was such a big deal, then people would have questioned, would have asked questions of the government. Yeah. Taranga says, I don't know Shiro. He did already set the condition for INC to support the AAP on the Delhi ordinance issue against BJP. Who knows if he decides he should be PM candidate? Like, how do you see this working out? The opposition alliance fights, and then after the election, the Aam Aadmi Party is told that, the Aam Aadmi Party says that unless you make Kejriwal Prime Minister, we will go join the BJP. I don't see it happening. I guess anything can happen, but I don't see it happening. Vivian says, if the tables turn, Godi media anchors will play the tune. We were blackmailed. Arnab will say, I was on drugs. Mujhe drugs though. No, they won't. They will just pretend that they were on the right side all along. There are so many things they have done that they now pretend they did not do. Tihadi literally went to jail and he lectures people about corruption. He went to jail after a clip of him literally taking money was out. And now he's talking about corruption of all people. Right. So I think it is time to wrap up today's live stream. Taranga says, I don't trust Kejri ka megalomania. I was just sharing that fear. Yeah. Rahil says, I think these elections aren't actually representative of India. Those casting votes are mostly like an older generation, as mostly millennials skip to vote, and those who vote are unduly influenced. You're speaking mostly of the urban situation, right? In the villages, the voting percentage is quite large. In fact, not just villages. In smaller towns also, you'll find voting percentage is quite large. It is only in big cities that people talk a lot about politics on social media, but on voting day, they just treat it like a holiday and sleep at home. That is what needs to change. Although I did remark some days ago that I can now understand why Mumbai people don't vote, because no matter who they vote for, they have no control over who becomes chief minister. Right now, the head of the opposition, one of the heads of the opposition is the, what is he? The vice, the deputy chief minister. Manav says, BJP uses inter-regional biases, hate and conflict for their case to increase their voter base in the cowbell. Taranga says, nice discussion. Thank you. Simple Guy says, thank you, Vimo. Good night all. Great. So let us wrap up today's live stream. Thank you everyone for joining. This was a good conversation. I'll remind everyone that if you want to support the show, which happens on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and if we talk about religion, atheism, Indian culture and current affairs and stuff, you can do so by becoming a member. Click the join button below and become a member of the channel, or send a super chat. I guess you can't send a super chat now. Wait. Mukesh, thank you for the 20 rupee super chat. Much appreciated, Mukesh Pechi. Thank you. You can also support the channel by joining on Patreon at patreon.com/Vimo. Or you can simply go to vimo.in, www.vimo.in, and click the support button there and make a contribution of any amount of a choice. There's no membership thing there. It's just a support button. You can go to kadakmerch.com/Vimo Live to buy merch. There are t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. T-shirts, hoodies, and yeah, mugs are also there. You can do all of these things to support the channel. Much appreciated. Before I go, I will remind everyone that this Saturday, early in the morning at 5:30 a.m., I'm going to be on a YouTube channel called Truth Wanted. And we are going to have a live discussion. So if you want, you can go find that channel, Truth Wanted, and you can click the notify button on the live stream that I'm going to be on. It's already there, the scheduled video. If you can't join on Saturday, 5:30 a.m. in the morning, I will understand. But I hope you will watch the video later on. So that's there. With that, we reach the end of today's live stream. The next time I see you, it will be Saturday at 8 p.m. when we will be taking calls, and we'll see how things go. Chalo. Bye. Good night. Take care of yourself. Enjoy this happy moment.